This is Pat Council, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. Before we get started, I just want to take a moment and remind you guys to register for our Power Up Today newsletter. It is the newsletter for power achievers. In our newsletter, we will share information about our Back to the Basics giveaway. So if you want to win some great e-gift cards to Amazon.com and Starbucks. Those are our first gift cards that we're going to start with. We're giving those away. If you want to get registered for those or find out how to register to win those, you want to register for our free newsletter. Also, I am giving away some free ebooks. So you also want to register for our Power Up Today newsletter so that you can find out how to get your copy. My first ebook that I'm going to give away absolutely free is 15 Simple Habits of Super Productive People. If you really want to achieve your goals, now is the time to do it. We are in the third quarter of this year, and time is really going by fast. So it is important to understand how to become more productive. And I've made it simple and easy to understand in my ebook, 15 Simple Habits of Super Productive People. Learn how to achieve your goals. Learn how to set effective goals. Learn how not to waste your time on goals that will not even happen because they are so not valid for you. Anyway, get signed up for our newsletter. Go to www.designingyourlifetoday.com and you can look right there in the menu section and you'll see Power Up Today. Click on that and go ahead and sign up. Remember to put your name in the box instead of just your email address. Also, you have to confirm that email in order for us to send you our newsletter. Also, you can register by going to www.designingyourlifetoday.com/newsletter. Okay, you guys, go register. Get some really good stuff to help you do life with power. Okay, now it's time for our show.
Enjoy listening to Designing Your Life Today, featuring Pat Council, the show that inspires you to live from a position of power and win by increasing your wealth, improving your health, and by building fruitful relationships. It's all about doing life with power.
Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Wonderful Wednesday. I'm your host, Pat Council, and we are still feeling our way all the way to success. Listen, I have to remind you guys again, I know you heard it at the beginning of the show. However, if you have not register to receive our newsletter, you want to make sure, because we are giving away some really great gifts. We're going to give away the Amazon.com gift cards and also Starbucks, but we're going to give away a lot of other things too, and you don't want to miss anything. And that's not the only reason to sign up for our newsletter, of course. We have a lot of great information that we share in our newsletter that you don't get to hear on our show. And we kind of condense things down for you in the newsletter. Our goal achievement strategies, those are great. And you get to kind of get the first look at the Pat Council Live success videos where I give different goal achievement strategies there. And I tell some kind of neat stories that make it more memorable. Just go ahead and sign up, you guys. Listen, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. We're going to keep going because we've got to get on with our Wonderful Wednesday show. Today, we're going to talk about connecting with feeling and making that connection. So building purposeful relationships. How do you do that? And really, what is a purposeful relationship? What is that all about? And then later in the show, I've got my What's Up With That. Yep, we got a What's Up With That. And you guys, I think you're going to enjoy listening to this one. And also, perhaps you're going to find that I have a little bit different perspective of kind of something that's been going on. But we're going to talk about Gabby Douglas and a few other things. So stay tuned for all of that. Okay, let's jump right into it. First of all, I want to say this. We are all works in progress. I mean, there is no perfect person. And I find that people are so quick to criticize and to criticize in a harsh manner. Now, criticism, it does have its place. Is it necessary to do it? Not really. Or really, is it okay to do it? I'm going to say not really. It isn't how, because there are other ways to get your point across. You can share something in love, and that's not necessarily a criticism. I call those kind of growth comments, if you will. So we're all works in progress. So let's keep that in mind. And when you build relationships, the purpose of building solid relationships or strong relationships or relationships that help you grow is for the purpose of helping you discover you, helping you discover your purpose, helping you discover why you're here, and just helping you to bring out the best part of you. A lot of times we think that that's going to come from people who are upbeat and who are always positive and who are our cheerleaders. We do need those people in our corner because that's so important. That having that positive energy and that excited energy come towards us, it does strengthen us and it does encourage us to continue on. And it encourages us to do better. However, there are people who come into our lives that will make us grow. And these aren't always the fun people, the people that we're excited about. These are the people that really annoy us to the nth degree, or these are people that hurt our feelings. These are people that really frustrate us to the point where we start to wonder, why is this person in my life? And when you reach that point where you're thinking, why is this person in my life? Then you know what? That's a growth moment for you. So it's really important to understand that people who come into your life and all the people that you encounter, these people are, they are in your life to serve a very specific purpose. And you say, well, I have a kind of a person that you consider to be like a kind of a deadbeat, and I don't like to call people that, but I'm just kind of giving you kind of a visual here. And you have a person in your life who appears to be that way, and you're wondering, why is this person in my life? How could I connect to this person? It doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. It means that perhaps this person is in your life to maybe teach you to be more compassionate. So it's not always something that's bad. And I know we hear motivational speakers tell us a lot of times to stay away from people that aren't successful, stay away from people that aren't positive all the time. Nobody's positive all the time. I mean, let's face some realities. And I get what they're saying. They're talking to you if you're in business. Yeah, you want to surround yourself with positive people. You don't want to surround yourself, yeah, with the people that are going to constantly work to drag you down. However, life is meant to be lived, and you're going to, in order to get to the highest point in your life, you're going to encounter some of those people that you'd rather not deal with. So the object of the game is to understand why they're in your life, to understand what this is all about, what is the purpose of that relationship, and kind of make it a short-term relationship so that they can move on and to their next level and you can move on. Keep in mind that life is never one-sided. So whatever they're taking from your life, you're putting something into their life. But even though they think they're taking, if you're learning a lesson, you're also gaining something too. So you want to keep that in mind. Listen, so know that people are here to make you grow. Now, I'm going to share some other points with you throughout the show today, and I don't know if we're going to get through all of these points, because actually I wrote down about 9 points, and if we don't get through them, I know we didn't get through all of the points on our halves for Friday, and I may just go ahead and put those on the website, and you guys can go ahead and read them, but we'll see. But I will give you enough today so that you will have a clearer picture as to what to do with all these relationships that you have in your life. And does that mean that everybody who comes into your life that's a tyrant or a deadbeat or annoying, that they should stay in your life? No. As soon as you note the lesson and you get enough strength, then it's time perhaps for you guys to part ways. Sometimes when you make a shift, that person will make a shift also. Okay, so there are people who come into our lives that are here to make us grow. The other thing is that, you know, when you, we talk about building purposeful relationships, first of all, in order for you to even build a purposeful relationship with anybody, you have to be you and you have to know who you are. I know that sometimes people put themselves down or they pretend to be less than so they can develop a friendship or so they can get along with people. And I get it. Sometimes people say, well, in order to make that connection, you don't want to act like you are this incredible person who's super smart and who's super capable. I don't care how super capable you are, how super smart you are. The truth of the matter is you have a flaw somewhere. I know you think you don't. And I want to say this. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person or there's anything wrong with you. And I want to define when I say flaw, what I'm saying is that there's something in you that needs your attention that's preventing you from doing life with power, that's preventing you from becoming your highest and best. So that's my idea of a flaw. Flaw is not this thing that's permanent, okay? Wanted to clear that up. So, but it's important for you to understand you, get to know you, be you, in order to bring passion into your relationships. And I'm not just talking about the Eros kind of passion. You know, passion is the kind of energy that moves things forward and brings excitement and brings synergy and brings connection. So in order for that to happen, you've got to know who you are in order to recognize who you are connecting to. Here's another one. You want to be a good listener and also a good learner. Because if you're a good listener and a good learner, then guess what? You're going to get to know more about you. You're also going to get to know more about that person that you're working to connect with. See, the key to when we talk about connecting with feeling, and you guys know all week long, we're going to be talking about feeling and emotions in some form or another. So when we talk about connecting with feeling, it's kind of a catch-22, because one of the worst things I think that we can perhaps teach our children is that, listen, when you grow up, you want to fall in love with a guy who has a good job and a guy who's really handsome. So you want the tall, dark, and handsome kind of thing going on. But he has to be this knight in shining armor, which is a lot, have a lot of money and that kind of things. Well, we know that that really is not all there is to it. Because when you go looking outside for that, you have no idea how to step into your own and how to come into your own if you're female. And the same thing goes with a guy. If you're looking for the female that's, you know, drop dead gorgeous, and I get it, guys are visual. And so there's nothing wrong with that. But if that's as far as you take it, then that means that you are so not in touch with you. So you're never going to connect with any real feeling. And that would explain perhaps the 50%+ divorce rate in good old US of A, because we're not connecting with feeling. Now, this is not a show about those kinds of relationships, but at all, a relationship is a relationship. And actually, these rules can apply almost across the board. Okay, so you want to be a good listener and a good learner. And it's really difficult for you to do that if you are not in touch with you. People who aren't in touch with themselves are often more self-absorbed than they need to be. So as a result, they don't make good listeners, because if it's not what they want to hear and if it's not feeding their ego, they're going to tune it out. They don't make good learners, and we're talking about learning lessons in life for the same exact same reason. Here's another one. If you want to move up in life, if you want to have more, you got to connect with feeling. You have to genuinely like people. You have to genuinely care about people. So if you want to move up in life, you want to surround yourself truly with the right people that can help you, but at the same time, there is a true, genuine connection. I have encountered relationships where I knew that person could help me if they wanted to, but there was no real connection there, no real feeling connection. They didn't want to connect with me, and the more I got to know them, I didn't want to connect with them. And this is not about male, female. This is actually just a and even though we kind of tried to see how we could work together and do some things together, nothing really came of that, because there was no real connection. So you really want to learn how to connect with people. And so when I talk about feeling, I don't want you guys to get it kind of you know, confused in your mind that, wait, so you're saying everybody I connect in business, I have to like them? No, what I'm saying is there has to be some kind of feeling connection, something that allows synergy to kick in to the point where you guys can effectively carry out a business transaction. The truth of the matter is most people do business with people that they like. And so that's what I'm talking about when I talk about making that connection. All right, let's get some more strategies and tips going on here. The other thing is you want to remember when we talk about connecting with feeling, when you can do that, then it becomes easier for you to be generous and to be kind to everyone that you deal with and to everybody that you know, because you have a genuine feel good idea or feel good kind of energy about people. So this is why it is so important to understand about relationships. Listen, when you can connect with feeling, and have you ever met that person that everybody seems to like and they get along with everybody and you feel so good being in their space? And you know why? Because they have a lot of feel good going on inside them and they're making that true feel good connection with people. So they're genuine. So really connecting with feeling is all about you. First of all, going back to being you, knowing you, and connecting with people in the name of authenticity. In order to truly do that, you have to be generous and kind to everybody that you meet. And I know you say, oh, there's some people you can't be nice to. Well, then get out of their space. Simple as that. Okay. Now, we're still talking about relationships. We're still talking about connecting with people. And of course, at the beginning, I started out by letting you know that everybody you connect with, it's not going to be a person that you are happy to be with or excited about. So I want to kind of go into this next point, and that is to pinpoint the naysayers in your life. And listen to this, program your mind to ignore them. See, notice I didn't say, oh, you got to run from the naysayers and get away from the naysayers. We spend a lot of time being taught to run away from things in life. Do you want to hang around naysayers? Nope. Do I want to? Absolutely not. Why? They make you feel bad. So if you let them, right? But the key is, in this case, this is where your mind comes into play, is that you need to know who they are. And at that point, this is where you put your feelings, I don't want to say in a box, but this is where you put your feelings on notice that, listen, this person has a tendency to say things that will talk me out of my dream. And so I'm going to program my mind to ignore that person. And it doesn't mean you don't love them. It doesn't mean that you don't care about them. You know, we sometimes think that because you ignore people or you don't always want them around you, that you're supposed to not love them. Well, that's not the case here. So you want to keep that naysayer kind of their thoughts or their comments out of your mind and away from your feelings, because that can affect your success. That can affect your ability to produce. It also can affect your creativity, and it can affect how you deal with other people. Have you ever gotten into an argument with someone who was a naysayer and they were so negative, and then the next person that came kind of within your sphere of influence, they were kind of in the line of fire. You want to take it out on them. You just didn't want to be bothered with them either, but they were actually a good person. So this is why you want to pinpoint the naysayers in your life, and you want to program your mind to ignore them. And when I say ignore them, ignore their comments, whatever they say, just say, thank you for sharing. Okay, great. Thanks. I heard you. I got it. And, you know, keep it short, keep it sweet. You don't owe a naysayer any explanation. And the reason why you don't is because you know what they're doing? They're kind of prompting you to start an argument. They're prompting you so that it can dig deeper and get deeper into your mind, get deeper into your feelings, and make you or convince you that, listen, this dream that you have is absolutely ridiculous. It's not going anywhere. So let it go. And you know in your heart of hearts that you are on the right track. All right, so you want to pinpoint the naysayers in your life and program your mind to ignore them. Now, how do you really continue to build these relationships and to connect with people with feeling? Well, This is how you do that. Another thing that you can do is you want to find the good in other people. Yep, even the naysayers. Find, because sometimes naysayers aren't doing it to be mean. Sometimes naysayers are just people who are insecure or they feel badly about themselves. They tried something and failed at it, and they think that you're going to be the same way, and they're trying to protect you because it caused them a lot of pain. So you want to find the good in people. And when you can find the good in others, that's going to build relationships. That's going to build some very strong relationships. And also when you can find the good in others, you know what? It's also going to repair some broken relationships. Because sometimes we have these broken relationships that are broken because we let our ego do our thinking. And we let our ego say, you know what? They hurt our feelings, so we don't want to deal with them, instead of coming from our heart. So when you can come from your heart, you will be able to find something good in a person, and it makes it a lot easier for you to forgive them. It makes it a lot easier for you to reconnect with that person. So imagine this, picture that person as a loving soul, or picture that person as a little child. You know, can you imagine? Sometimes I hear parents, I'm like, oh, she's so bad, he's so bad. And sometimes I want to say, you know, you really shouldn't, you know, call your kid bad, because when they grow up and they become what you've spoken into their lives, now you're going to wonder what's wrong with them. But that's a whole nother story. But picture that person as a loving soul. Every single person on this earth, you know, came as tiny little cute little sweet little babies, you know, and they just have that loving soul. And if you can remind yourself to do that, and usually if you find it hard to do that, when you look in a person's eyes, you know, in most people's eyes, you can kind of see their fear, you can see that they're hurt, you can see their pain, you can see their happiness, their joy, their excitement. So you can see all of these different things in that person. So you want to work to find the good in others. I know, easier said than done, because I can tell you sometimes, and it doesn't happen often, but there are some people that can like really aggravate me to the nth degree. And I have to remind myself that, wait a minute, you know, this person is a loving soul. And so I'll take a deep breath and I'll regroup. And if I have to apologize, I will, because I'll brush them off and get away from them sometimes. And so I'll apologize. Or if I haven't done or said anything, you know, to kind of tip them off, I still have calmed down, and then I start to talk with a much calmer voice or in a different manner. Okay. Now, a few more, and then we're going to wrap up, because we got to get to our What's Up With That Wednesday. Stephen Covey once said, what is it? Seek first to understand, then to be understood. So what I'm saying to you is seek to understand people before expecting them to understand you. A lot of times people, you know, scream racism, and I'm not saying racism doesn't exist, because it does. A lot of times people scream racism, or they scream that somebody's being unfair to them, or somebody's discriminating against them or treating them poorly. And sometimes they just don't know any better. Sometimes that person, they don't even realize it. They don't even realize what they're saying. They don't realize what they're doing. And so sometimes they're so far removed from thinking about anything to do something that will hurt you, to the point where when they're confronted with it, it shocks them. So you really want to understand people before you kind of go down that road of really, you know, just slapping them all across the face and slapping them all across the feelings. Here's the thing. When you hurt someone else's feelings, yeah, you feel kind of hurt too. Now, people who express negative traits, because there's some people who actually do things to not be nice. Now, people who actually express those negative traits, their attitudes or their behaviors are most likely coming from what I said a few moments ago, insecurity, or sometimes they want a need for recognition, or love or fulfillment. And the truth of the matter is, the best thing that you can do, if you really want to connect with feeling, and it's important, you know what, when you connect with feeling, you build relationships that will last a lifetime in business and in your personal life. And so when you can do that, what happens is you will kind of be the bigger person. And what that means is, You work to become the person that others want to emulate. They want to copy you. They want to be like you. And when you reach that point, and it's not like you're doing it because you want people to be like you. It just kind of happens. They like what you stand for. And when you can become a person like that, that means that you are such a great example to other people in your life. And finally, as we wrap this up, you're going to become a person that other people want to emulate. And you know what? The prize that comes with that is you're going to have very little challenges making connections with people and really getting what you want. If you ever met the guy that seems like opportunities just fall into his lap or her lap, it's because they are the epitome of something or an example of what people admire, or people want to be in their space, or people respect them tremendously. And finally, last two things, lift people up. And that speaks for itself. And the final one, you know what? If you want to really connect with people on a higher level and with true feelings, get rid of the gossip. I mean, everybody has something going wrong in their life at some point in time, and everybody goes through some challenges. And I find that it's a lot easier to be a friend than to be that person who gossips about that person and say things that really is going to hurt them if they ever find out. And even if they don't find out, guess what? It's hurting you. Okay, you guys, listen, that's all I have on connecting with feeling and building those purposeful relationships. I can assure you, build purposeful relationships, you're going to be a lot happier, and also your business is going to just thrive and go a lot smoother. Or smoothly. Is it smoother? We'll go with smoother. All right, I'm going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to do our What's Up With That Wednesday, and that'll be all. So we'll be back in just a moment. Oh, I've got a power action for you too. So we're going to give you the power action right after the What's Up With That Wednesday.
Here's Pat Council, the power lady, with What's Up With That Wednesday.
This is Pat Council, and this is our What's Up With That Wednesday for today. Listen, our show is all about connecting with feeling, building purposeful relationships. And if you have been anywhere on social media, it's on the front page of the internet. You guys know I don't watch the news. I don't really watch a lot of news. Well, I don't watch the news on television, period. Okay, I don't watch the news really at all. So sometimes I do see the headlines. And as I said, it's all over social media. Well, I saw it, of course, all over my social media page about Gabby Douglas and how she's being bullied, and how her mother says she's being bullied, and how people are really kind of picking with her. And I don't really know the kind of inside scoop because I'm not there. But if you were to look at the pictures on the internet, it does kind of look like Gabby is not cheering for Simone, so that she didn't support her. It does look like she didn't put her hand over her heart during the national anthem. And some people say, what's the big deal about that? The truth of the matter is, because you're at the Olympics and you are representing the United States. And I'm not criticizing Gabby for not putting her hand over her heart. What I really want to talk about is the fact that everybody's making it seem like, you know, people are just beating up on Gabby Douglas. And they probably could stand to kind of tone down a little bit. But the reality of it is that if you know that you're going to be in the public eye, you really have to kind of pay attention to what your movements and your behaviors, because it does look like she's not cheering for Simone Biles. Now, the other side to that coin is, well, first of all, if that's the case, Gabby, I have to ask you, what's up with that? What is up with that? Come on. But if that's not the case, then it looks like they're trying to create a rift between Simone Biles and Gabby Douglas. And I hope those young ladies are clever enough not to let that happen, and that they can, they're all on the same team. And sometimes, you know, in the African American culture, it's almost as if, okay, it's only like it's as if only one African American person can win in per category in the United States. Okay, Gabby, she won her gold medal and in the Olympics, and before Simone, previously, she was the first African American And the point I'm making here is that they act like there's not enough room for Simone. Well, Simone Biles is holding her own and she's doing her thing and she's making it happen. And here's where I'm going with this is that both of these ladies are incredible. Every single member of that team, not just Simone Biles and Gabby Douglas, every member of that team, they all contributed to making the United States look good at the Olympics. And so it's really important, whether you won a gold medal, whether you won a silver medal, if you got a bronze medal, the truth of the matter is they're all stars. And if you guys are all on the same team, yeah, if it looks like you're not cheering for your team when everybody else is jumping up, you kind of need to recognize where you are. And so, Gabby, I don't know, because I'm not in your head. Maybe you were thinking about, hey, your when it was your turn and what you were going to do and being focused. So nobody really knows. But I'm going to say, what's up with that? If you're not, if you purposely didn't stand up for Simone or anybody on your team, it wasn't just Simone she didn't cheer for. And I'm also going to say, what's up with that to the media for letting this become such a big deal to the point where you're overshadowing the fact that Simone Biles has won 4 gold medals. And I believe her name is Allie Raisman. I think I'm saying her name right, Raisman, and that she got a silver medal. Listen, let's focus on the winners in this game. And anybody who's not behaving like a winner or being a winner or doing what winners do, you know, hey, give them their moment. Leave them alone because you don't know what's going on in their head. So, you know what, media, what's up with that? What's up with bringing all this strife to the forefront? I mean, people have taken to Twitter and everywhere, the whole "we love you, Gabby" and all of that, and that's great. But you know what? You're kind of overshadowing the fact that Simone Biles has won 4 gold medals. So with that being said, I want to say congratulations to every single person on in the Olympics who participated, because hey, a lot of practice goes into that, and every single one of you are phenomenal. So all of you, whether you won a gold medal, silver medal, bronze medal, or even if you didn't win a medal at all, you showed up. You showed up. You showed out. Hey, and you were doing life with power. Why? Because you were operating in your passion and you were doing your thing. All right, that's all I have. That's all I'm going to say about that. Listen, as we wrap up our show for today, I just want to give you guys a power action. Listen, when we talk about building purposeful relationships, it's important to take some action when it comes to that. So here's the action. Pick one friend or pick a colleague to say something nice to. And if you can't say it out loud, put it in a note or send it to an email, to their email or whatever. Now, I'm not encouraging you to flirt with anybody. That's not what this is about. I said say something nice. I didn't say flirt with them or be fresh or hit on them. That's not what this is about. This is about you saying something nice to that person. So pick one friend or a colleague and say something really nice. And, you know, and feel that when you say it, make it come from a position of honesty. And when you do that, you're going to feel so much better, and watch the feeling that goes over your whole body. And you're going to start connecting with people. You're going to know what it means to connect with people on a much higher level, a much more authentic and sincere level. And before you know it, you're going to be doing life with power. Hey, you guys, that's all I have for you. We are going to be back on Thriving Thursday, where I'm going to give you some tips for thriving in your home-based business. And so we're going to talk about, are you settling? And we're going to have a conversation about, what are you willing to give up? And this is all about you actually following a certain path to live your dream life and to live your passion. You guys have a great day. Do life with power.